The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Adam in London. An unmanned aerial vehicle?
Yeah, and a bit of a different one. I was searching for positive news and I found this. Researchers at a Scottish university, basically they say they've come up with a revolutionary new type of aircraft. It's a bit more airship than aircraft, but part funded by the British government's innovation agency. Yes, we've got one. Basically, it rises with a helium-filled central tank and it descends by compressing air from the outside. When you do one to the other, basically it creates propulsion and the thing can propel itself. It also has some solar panels. And the idea is that ultimately this is an aircraft that can stay up there forever if they wanted it to. Certainly indefinitely is how they describe it, which is, in my book, forever. Same. Phoenix is the name of this particular aircraft airship, and they reckon this could be the future of all sorts of things, including satellite technology.
Oh, no, I can't handle it. I can't understand it. What are the barristers on strike for?
Yeah, well, it's pay. As simple as that, really. They've had a go slow before, actually, but now barristers, I mean, these are the criminal barristers, as in those who work for the Crown Prosecution Service, so the prosecuting lawyers as opposed to the defending ones. Anyway, they may actually down their wigs and gowns and other things and go on strike. 95% of them have backed this because, contrary to all opinion, most do not earn a fortune. In fact, some of our criminal barristers are on, get this, less than 50 quid a day, 80-something dollars a day, which is about half of what a bus driver takes home. I mean, and no disrespect to bus drivers, but you'd have thought criminal barristers were on a bit more than that, but you can see why they're not too happy.
Absolutely. Good on you. Good on you, Adam. You're paid infinitely more than that, for which I'm delighted.